Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The unbalanced reporting on Ukraine continues. This is my column of 18th of October 2022 for Unity News Network. Bombs delivered by drones are hitting buildings and killing people, as bombs tend to do in Ukraine. Today they're falling on Kiev, but this is reported as shocking news and ascribed without doubt to the Russians. I've no doubt myself that this is the result of Russian targeting of Ukraine cities. But this is a war, and moreover it's a war that nobody seems to want to stop. The precursor to the latest spate of drones was the destruction of the Kerch Bridge in Crimea. It's obvious who the culprits are, and it's not the Russians. It was either Ukraine itself, who would have thought, or one of its allies acting on their behalf. Peter Hitchens, who's forgotten more than most people will ever learn about Ukraine and Russia, is in no doubt it was an act of provocation against Russia, and a very dangerous one at that. He reiterates in his recent column that nobody's trying to stop this war, which could have consequences well beyond the borders of Russia and Ukraine. Apart from Peter Hitchens, who's willing to say what others will not, and who seems to get away with it so far, I looked in vain for any mention of a link to Ukraine over the bombing of the Kerch Bridge in the mainstream media. It's presented as some kind of whodunit and why mystery. It's not presented in a negative light, whereas the retaliation by Russia is presented as if it was a surprise. I cannot condone the bombing of civilians by the Russians, but I am a citizen of a country from which the USA bombed and killed Libyan civilians in 1986, and which played its part in raining down terror on Iraqi civilians in 1991 and 2003. And we were a great deal more effective at killing people than the Russians are now in Ukraine. Anywhere between 100,000 to 200,000 civilians were killed in the first Gulf War alone. So we sit back and watch. Our leaders, most recently Johnson and now Truss, pledge their support and our money to Zelensky and send our weapons into the hands of unaccountable Ukrainian militias. Then we worry if these weapons will find their way back to the streets of the UK, having been sold to terrorists and criminals by the Ukrainian criminals. That would be ironic, but I can imagine that a few civilians blown up or shot on our streets would be considered worthwhile collateral damage by our glorious leaders. Meantime, our economy nosedives faster than a Russian drone. Those governing have clearly lost control of government and continue to discuss what colour the curtain should be while the house is on fire. It's just too easy to trip out phrases such as brink of war and edge of catastrophe, but honestly, I think we're not far from either. Some say, thank God it's not Labour in office, to which I say, hold that thought, it soon will be.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.